Hello.
Hello, my name is Paris, returning a call from customer support. How may I help you today?
Hi, yes. Thanks for calling me back. I checked my bank account and I have money coming out that I never authorized. I have a transaction pending.
Yes, ma'am.
And this was whenever on the account. So I was hoping that you could either cancel it, tell me what it is or what's going on.
Yes, may I have your zip code, please, so I can locate your account?
Sure, it's 44663.
And what was that first and last name?
First name is Ladina, last name is Walt, Waltz.
Ladina Waltz, that's you?
Yep.
Okay, could you please verify the address for me, please?
435 Pear Avenue, Northeast Greer, New Philly, Ohio.
Okay, give me just a second to get your account loaded.
Thank you.
Our system is quite slow today, so bear with me, ma'am.
Okay. Still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. I'm just waiting for the count to load up.
All right. I
It may.
moved around in my office and I wanted to make sure I didn't lose her.
Okay, it's fine, ma'am. It may take a minute because it. Okay, as a matter of fact, it just popped up actually. Okay, so
Okay.
I'm looking at your account and you did pay for something that was $5.74.
Right, that was supposed to be the shipping and handling, and then I wasn't supposed to pay for the other.
Right, for the cookware set.
Right.
And on the month on the 16th, yes, you paid for that on the 16th, and then you weren't charged anything again.
No,
Were
I
you?
didn't. No, I did not.
No, I'm saying yes, ma'am. I understand. I'm saying like you didn't. It didn't charge you anything for the 16th, but it did charge you for $67.32 twice. I see.
What? I shouldn't have been charged 67 for anything.
From
The
the
five something is what I paid for shipping and handling.
for the cookware set. See, in the terms and conditions. Did you read the terms and conditions, ma'am?
I thought I did, but this isn't sounding right to me at all.
Yes,
Because
okay,
I did
so
all the little survey questions and all that other shit.
yes, so with the terms and conditions, you pay $5.74 for shipping and handling on all items, and you get a you get to test out that item for free for 30 days, and after that, you're charged $62. $67,
I
I'm
haven't
sorry.
even gotten it though. I haven't even gotten it.
Right, I see it say it's not shipped. What I can do, I
Can
can.
we just cancel it? Cancel it.
Yes, because let me speak to my supervisor right quick and let me see
Yeah, I
what I
just
can do
want to
about
cancel
this.
it. Yep.
Okay, let me speak to my supervisor, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ma'am, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I just spoke to my supervisor, and they did tell me that you didn't receive the cookware set because the $5.74 were to enter a contest. They charged you so you can enter a contest to win the cookware set.
Yeah, can you cancel that? I don't want it. No, I'm good.
Okay, so you still would you like a refund?
Yeah, I'm gonna cancel it.
Okay,
I didn't realize this was coming through now or whatever. Now I need the money. My dog's sick and he has a vet appointment and I don't want to overdraft.
Okay, and the most I can do right now is a 50% refund.
Huh?
I said the most right now I can do is a 50% refund of your $67.32.
Why?
Because one is over. It's on the date of the 23rd. And it was on the 22nd as well. But the 22nd got...
No, just it wasn't in my... It wasn't on showing on my account. I looked this morning. It wasn't there. Now it's here now. My bank, when I talked to them, said that it wasn't coming out of my account until the 26th. So I know that I can get a full refund because I've talked to my bank.
Well, your bank would have to authorize that, but... I would have to speak to my supervisor again. I would have to speak to my supervisor again to see what we can do about the situation. But the first time I spoke to them, they told me that I can only do a 50% refund. But
yeah, my bank said no because it wasn't coming out of my account until the 26th. And they said it would be easier to come this way because if not, then it's going to become a legal matter with the bank getting involved and all the paperwork that the company is going to have to fill out and stuff. So
right.
I'm trying to do it the nice, easy way. So.
Right, okay. Well, give me just a second to speak with them again.
Sure.
Okay. Ma'am, you still here?
Yep.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm just going to go ahead and issue you a full refund so we won't have to go through all of that paperwork and everything.
All right.
All
right, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And
it's not your fault.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like to cancel that account as well?
Absolutely.
Okay, ma'am. Give me just a second so I can cancel your account and get you that cancellation code.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I just refunded you that $67.92. You should see it in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Are you ready for that code?
Sure.
Okay, it is C as in Charlie.
Okay.
263-470.
Okay.
237.
All right.
All right, thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, wait, it was C. What was the second digit? 2, right?
Yes, 263.
Right. My pen.
Okay.
470-237. All right, honey, thank you so much. Have a Merry Christmas.
All right, you too.
Bye. Bye.